Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show. Before the break, we were talking about Friday Night Flag. They are coming up against some difficulties as the league is growing. Joining me in studio to continue our conversation is Reese Shurtleff. He is the owner and league director of Friday Night Flag. Reese, thanks again for sticking around.
Yeah, thanks, Jolynn.
So, Reese, you mentioned that you're working with the chamber to try to come up with some other alternatives that are going to meet your growing needs and also some of the other leagues around. So how is that going?
We're still early in the process. We've looked at a few options. The city has suggested using Sandy Downs as a location, and they would obviously, the land would be the city's land, but it would be a place we could develop. And then we're looking at some other options, potentially private options that we could run and build. Obviously it's always money and location, but hopefully we could find some private donors or, businesses in the community that would want to step up and help. And we're looking, it'd be great to be able to put in like an artificial turf field that would be accessible to lacrosse or soccer or us or even grade kid football with lights so we could play later, especially in the fall, later into the night. But those are pretty expensive. We went maybe just to even a grass field that was just wide open, that had, it didn't have any posts or anything. It was just open for play. That would be even ideal too, especially with the lights, because I think a lot of people work until 5 or 6 at night.
Right.
And it, in the fall, it gets dark by 7:30. It'd be nice to be able to play till 9 or 10 with lights. So that's not really, other than, a couple soccer fields at Old Butte, there really are no open spaces to play at night.
And it sounds like soccer has kind of got the lock on Old Butte, so it leaves you guys and other organizations kind of scrambling to find a big enough venue. Reese, as you were talking, one thing that I can't help but sort of focus on is that growth is a big deal. It's something that we're talking about in this community a lot, just coming off of the primary election. People are concerned about the growth and how that's going to impact life as we know it. And so as that growth continues happening, the need is going to just accelerate. So seems like it's a good idea that you're getting on this right now and kind of getting ahead of it before it really explodes.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons Friday Night Flag's become popular, is because we're trying to present a league that's well-run, well-organized, that accommodates a bigger city. And we've had, wild success, really. Just so many people really love Friday Night Flag. We try and give them a good experience, including we do like Super Bowl rings after championship night.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, the kids really seem to like those, and the coaches too. Actually, most of the coaches ask for one too if they win. So, and I think this is an important part of a good community, is to have events and have things to do. Idle Falls doesn't have a ton of stuff to do. You can go to the movies and go out in the nature, which is really popular. But as far as like actual events or events for kids, there just isn't a lot of stuff. And so that's what we're trying to provide. And hopefully with the community support, we'll continue to provide and maybe even get a better venue for it.
And events like this are important too, because we know that kids at younger and younger ages are just attached to their devices. And this is something that gives them the opportunity to get out and get moving, get that physical activity, but also have that interaction. And I love that you guys are making this a family and community event. Something fun for the whole family to come out and participate in.
Yeah, we figure, we had 750 kids this last season, and we were probably having between 3,500 and 5,000 people a night come out.
750 kids.
Yeah.
And that's impressive.
What's surprising to me is, as I wander around and talk to people, how many people, I said, oh, you have a kid in the league? No, we're just here to watch our neighbor. Or our nephews playing, and they were coming out not so much because, you know, they're diehard sports fans, but it was such a fun community event with big crowds, and they buy food from the food truck. And we had one family, one night they brought, you know, basically a tailgating party. They were cooking tacos out on the field, and people were coming out because somebody told me there's nothing else to do on Friday night, and so this is a great way. Their kids are all neighbors because we tend to group the teams by school. And so it was a good event for them to come out and visit with their neighbors and socialize. And there's really nothing else like it in Nettle Falls that I know of.
And that's creating some unity within the community and strengthening neighborhoods, because I don't know if you've noticed this, but anymore, people just kind of drive into their garage, go in, do their thing, and we're not seeing as much of that neighborly interaction as we did once upon a time. So to me, this sounds like something that's bringing neighborhoods back together again, and that's certainly going to create some unity, I would think.
I think so, and I think it really makes Idle Falls a better place to live, and that's why I'm hoping to get more support from the city and have them recognize that this is... Yeah, maybe we're a nuisance sometimes because they have to do more work to help support us, but ultimately it makes the city a better place and more people want to be here when there's community events.
Yeah, it sounds fun with the music, the food trucks, and you're providing an opportunity for those entrepreneurs running food trucks, because if you're getting that many people out, that's certainly going to boost their bottom line as well. Well, Reese, let's talk about what we could do as a community to get behind you guys and show some support. So how can my listeners get involved and help you?
A couple things. The short term, the city's basically said because we are creating a traffic issue at Community Park, they're not going to allow us to, they want us to split the venue up into multiple fields. And I understand their reasoning, but that I think would take away from the atmosphere of what we're doing with the large crowds and the lights and the music and the vendors. So short term, ideally we can get Old Butte soccer fields for this next couple seasons. Long term, I'm hoping that some of your listeners will hear this and say, hey, you know what? I want to be part of this. I want to help raise money for a field. I know somebody that has land, or I have land, or I know a company that wants to donate money towards developing a complex like this. If somebody listening is in that situation, we'd love to talk and show them kind of what we want to develop and how they might be able to profit the community with it.
And how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach out to me with my email. It's probably the best. It's rshirtliff@fridaynightflag.com or through Facebook, Friday Night Flag Idle Falls. Is another way they can message me through Messenger.
And if they would like to help maybe push that idea of Old Butte until you can get something bigger built, what would be the best way for them to let their support be known?
Probably the best thing is just send an email to the Parks and Rec Department over there and just let them know, hey, I know that soccer has, you know, first dibs on the fields, and I get that and I understand that and I appreciate that. But also maybe say, could we be a little bit more inclusive for Friday Night Flag and see if we can work things out? I know there's concerns with the turf and the soil quality and stuff over there. But as I mentioned to the city, I'd be happy to help donate money to buy more fertilizer, put in sod in the places that are really worn out or anything like that to help keep the quality of the field nice if we just have access.
All right, so they can just let the city know, the Parks and Recs Department, that they support the efforts that Friday Night Flag is making, and they'd like to see more inclusivity.
Yeah.
Well, Reese Shirtliff, thank you for the good work you're doing. I believe it is making a difference.
Thanks, Julian.